Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, which, and also Daphne's Hottest Place for the Chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. And we also want to thank the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. She'll be on with us later tonight. And Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Also, SPN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on X. It's at Cal_SPN. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SVN, we'll be joined by veteran and patriot, Dr. Tanya Butler. I think she's got some veteran events coming up, and she's going to get us into all the info on that. And as Tom mentioned, we'll also speak with the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. She'll get us up to speed on the health care issues facing our veterans. And, of course, Tom's tirade on unmasking the enemy. It's a new one you don't want to miss. But it is great to be joined by Mr. Pat Flanagan from the Antique Car Club. Pat, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. I'd like to start off by introducing myself, Pat Flanagan, from the Deep South Region Car Club. I'd like to thank you folks and Mr. Claxton for allowing us to speak on behalf of Flag Day. Flag Day is June the 14th, this coming Saturday, and we're having a Flag Day ceremony with the help of the Marine Corps League and Mr. Claxton's help, and it will be from 4 to 6 at our clubhouse, which is located at Forest Hill Drive and Ziegler Boulevard. That's across from Langham Park. With the ceremony, we're going to retire old flags and present new flags. We'll have food and drinks, hamburgers, hot dogs, and all the trimmings. Bring your cars, bring your old flags so we can retire those in a proper manner. And this event will happen rain or shine. I'd like to have everyone come out and participate in Flag Day.
Pat, that is an awesome event that you guys have all put together out there. And we, with the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League, are extremely proud to have been able to work with y'all over the last 2 or 3 years and do some of these special events on Flag Day. And each year we try to change it up a little bit so that it will still be interesting to the public, and yet we still have a lot of the public has never saw that that service performed in that ceremony and really don't understand why we were doing what we were doing. You know, I think a lot of people think that you can take Old Glory and just throw it, you know, when you pull it down, just throw it in the trash can and let it go. Oh, hell no, you know. There's a proper way to take care of that flag and make sure that that flag has been properly ceremoniously attended. And we have a service, as I say, that we perform. But then there's several units here in the Mobile area. I know Post 250 has one, and they'll burn 800, 700, 800, 1,000 flags at one time. They have a humongous big dumpster that they are able to do a ceremony and properly destroy those flags and remove them from their service because they have properly performed their service for this country. But I know a lot of the guys that are in your car club out there, and it's Antique Car Club. What year span does that cover, Pat?
Well, we have all types of cars, everything from Model Ts all the way up to late model cars, and everyone's welcome. Please bring your cars. If you're coming to the event, bring your cars. We're going to have those on display also.
Well, Pat, is there any registration fee or anything for that?
No, sir. Just come and enjoy the ceremony and be patriotic with the flags. Like you say,
right.
There's a way to dispose of those flags, and the flags deserve our respect, and that's what we're going to give them.
Right. That is so true. I know that you, how long have you guys been in existence?
Oh, gosh. I don't know the exact date. I've been with the club now a little over 2 years, and so I'm a newcomer, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and we participate in a lot of different events, a lot of charitable events, and this is just another way the club likes to
right.
To provide things for the community.
Well, you just had an awesome car show over at Langham Park back a couple months ago, the Shirley Looney charity event, and I think one of your big charities that you helped support this year was the Adam Looney Foundation, which is Shirley's grandson. And, you know, he has passed due to cancer and was the soccer coach at Daphne High School. But and then, you know, we had Jean there. Her husband was there for that event. And, man, we lost Jean here like 3-4 weeks ago with an aneurysm. And, you know, that whole family has just been decimated. So we're very appreciative for all you guys putting that show on and helping with that particular charity. And I know you have some of your members there, Zeno. Zeno had a machine shop and all here for quite a few years. He and I were good friend competitors over the years, and Zeno finally got out of his, sold it. But he's still around, and he's still working and still messing with the cars. One of our great friends as well is Brother Lou Lartigue, the past president of the South Alabama Veterans Council. And he's also the Veteran of the Year this year for the Panini Pete Foundation and all of his wrestlers. He was relegated to that ceremony and received that award, which he'll be the Veteran of the Year for a year. But, Pat, you guys are doing an awesome job, man, and it's neat to see that. And as you say, it's rain or shine. You've got a large facility there, and the groceries are always good because we have partaken of them several times.
Yes, sir. It's going to be rain or shine, and as you say, we're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, and it'll just be a real fine event. And it does center mainly on the flag and veterans and America. That's the thrust of the whole thing.
All right, and that's an awesome venue that you guys are presenting out there. Give us a little, the exact time and location.
Yes, sir. It's going to be from 4 to 6 this coming Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. at the clubhouse, and that's at the corner of Forest Hill Drive and Ziegler Boulevard. You'll see we're in that corner there on that corner, and you'll see the clubhouse.
Well, for all of you people that are familiar with the Langham Park and Ziegler Boulevard, if you know where the train is on display, the engine, so steam engine, if you see that on the park side across the street will be the Antique Car Club. So it's very easy to find. They have plenty of parking, a lot of room. Come on out and enjoy the event. These guys are putting on an awesome event. And we certainly appreciate you bringing that forth to us, Pat, and the Antique Car Club. Thank you for being on with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for allowing us to do it. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's awesome. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Dr. Tanya Butler, the doc out of the box, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch the regularly aired programs on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your social media devices. And Tom's tirade is up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure going. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on SVN by our very own doc out of the box, veteran Dr. Tanya Butler. Tanya, welcome back to SVN, and thank you for your service.
All right,
while we are going through the technical difficulties, if you're interested, the Republicans are up 10-2 in the congressional baseball game.
Man.
It looks like they're making America great again all the way around.
Unbelievable. They're just hard to beat, I believe, brother.
Now, I think this is 5 years, maybe, that they've beaten the Democrats. So it's always interesting to watch these folks play, because some of them, you know, played in college, and you can kind of tell they spent a good bit of time out there practicing on this.
Yeah, that's so true. Doc, we got you back on the phone now?
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It was probably us. But hey, it's a pleasure to have you on, Tanya. I know that you are an awesome veteran. You have an unbelievable practice there and over in the Daphne area, and you have treated a lot of our veterans over the years. But now I understand that you are not only the Veteran of the Year for the city of Fairhope. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, the doc out of the box. And then you're also now the public relations officer for Post 199 American Legion?
Yes, I am.
Good gracious. They are in trouble.
Yes, tell them about it.
Yeah. So what all y'all got going on, girl? I know you're trying to raise some money to build a new facility over there.
Yes, we are still actively doing that. We broke ground. We've got a foundation for the new building. So the walls should be going up soon, and we are quickly on our way to having a new home. So, you know, we are still fundraising because we got to pay this thing off. But, you know, most of the community doesn't know that we've been homeless since Hurricane Sally when it destroyed our main building. And we've been holding our meetings over at the Elks Lodge, but we are still helping our veterans in our community.
Yes.
Yeah. It's never stopped us. You know, mission first is what we say. And once a new building is built, then the Tiki will be open and we'll be back to entertaining everyone with bands and great sunsets on the Eastern Shore.
And you know what? I had a chance to come over there and see that at one of your events. And the scenery and the sight from that point on the Eastern Shore across that bay is unbelievable. That has got to be an awesome sunset.
It is. It's one of the prettiest places on the Eastern Shore. But, Tom, I want to tell you a big event that we have coming up.
Right. Let's talk about it.
Many people don't know that the American Legion has a baseball league. We are celebrating 100 years of American Legion baseball. And with, you know, doing some research on this, I found that 55% of Major League Baseball players have gotten their start by playing American Legion baseball. And this Saturday, we have a tournament. It is they play with the travel leagues, and it will be this Saturday on Flag Day, which is also Army Birthday, June 14th at 4 o'clock at the baseball fields over there at Coastal Church. Many people don't know that Daphne High School is building new baseball fields, and it would have been over there, but Coastal Church is letting us use the baseball fields on their property. We will have a huge celebration with flags lining the field, the American Legion riders out there. We've got a couple Major League Baseball players who will be out there who are also coaches on this league. They'll be saying a few words, and we'll just be celebrating and telling everybody what it is that the American Legion Baseball League does.
That is just really awesome. And as you say, a lot of people are not aware of the fact that so many of our Major League players came through not only their high schools, but then played in the American Legion teams. And they've been highly recognized all over the United States for years and years and years. And I wouldn't have thought it's been 100 years. Golly.
I know. And, you know, we have so many Hall of Famers right out of Mobile. And we've got some out of Selma, Tuscaloosa, Jackson, all over. You know, the state of Alabama has contributed to the Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball for many years. And knowing that they got their start with American Legion Baseball makes it pretty incredible. But this is an opportunity for, you know, kids who may not be able to afford regular travel league ball.
Right.
They still have an opportunity to play and play competitively mm-hmm. with American Legion ball.
And basically, that's what the American Legion is like a travel league, except they don't go all over the United States unless they get into a championship playoff.
Well, that's true. And I'll tell you, just recently, I was speaking at the Rotary Club down at Point Clear, and I was talking about this, and a gentleman came up to me and said he grew up playing American Legion baseball in Ohio and went to the World Series of that over in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good gracious. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Do you think that some of our local major league players, as you say, did you say some of them will be available? Maybe people could come out and maybe get their pictures made with them?
Well, we know that we have two out there because they're coaches.
Oh, they're coaches, okay.
Yes, they are coaches out there, so they'll be out there. But I'll tell you, you'll be part of history coming out this Saturday.
Right.
And seeing, and we've got some really great patches that have American Legion 100 years on them that will be for sale out there.
That's awesome.
You'll get a chance to meet your local veterans with Post 199, so you know, they'll be out there with, you know, some tables and giving you information about the American Legion.
And then the American Legion riders, which are the motorcycle rider groups that are part of your American Legion post.
Yes. So we have the American Legion Auxiliary, which is made up of spouses and family members of veterans, the sons of the American Legion. So they will be out there as well. And the American Legion Riders, which are those who are veterans and auxiliary family members who just love to ride motorcycles.
Okay, that being said, is there any charge for coming to this game? I mean, is there a fee to get in or anything?
Yes, because it is a baseball tournament, and the games will be going all day. So they will start early in the morning, and we are in between games at 4 o'clock, so they'll have another game at 5. The entry fee for the day is $7.
Okay. And what times are the American Legion players going to play?
They'll be playing all day.
Oh, goodness.
But we will be out there. The celebration will be at 4 o'clock this Saturday.
Okay. So there'll be more than just this local team then there for this tournament.
Yes, and right. And the local team is made up of players from the entire Eastern Shore, from, you know, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to have you come on board with us tonight and bring that information to us. And it should be an exciting day for all of the people, that all of you baseball lovers, to get over there and see and see a couple of our major league players while you're at it. Thank you for being on with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I'll tell you, the United States Sports University has put together an amazing display of sports art for baseball, and also displayed the history of American Legion baseball, which is free and open to the public if you want to go over and check it out.
Great tour. Yes, great tour.
Yeah, they have until Thursday, they've got a rare display, a display of rare baseball cards. And there's some Ty Cox, Mickey Mantle, all of that, some 1938 cards in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for being on with us tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you at that event.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Appreciate what you do for all of our veterans, and appreciate your service as well.
Oh, thank you. To my favorite Marine.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. And you could always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
And Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we want to not forget to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Charlie Wilson Agency in Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And as you mentioned earlier, Tom, we are now joined by the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. Keisha, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's a blessing. We are very proud to be able to have you on as a sponsor on the one hand, but as a knowledgeable insurance Medicare specialists on the other, and the things that you've been able to bring forth to our listeners out there, and especially our veterans and senior citizens, is just so needed, because sometimes we're so dumb about what the heck's going on. And the other factor is that they change so much every year, and each insurance company's policies and all change. So It's a blessing to have you on and bring out some of the exciting things that you like to talk to us about each time.
Well, thank you. Yes, it is my goal to try to reach as many people as I can to help them understand Medicare, the Medicare Advantage plans, and if they're a veteran, to understand, you know, what's available to them and how it all works together.
Well, it's one of the things that I'd like for you to explain to us is the fact that, you know, we think we can only change our programs like once a year, but that's not really true for our veterans, is it?
Well, they actually have a special enrollment code that we can use for veterans. If they have TRICARE for Life, CHAMP VA, or VA benefits, their coverage is considered credible coverage. And so they're allowed to enroll. They could enroll, you know, any month of the year. They can also disenroll any month of the year. So they do have that flexibility that a lot of other people don't have.
Okay, question. You're saying that I can maybe join in January or February, being a veteran, and then in March or April, I might be dissatisfied and or feel like I could get a better deal with another insurance company, so I can unroll, I'll get out of that insurance and re-enroll with another one?
Yes, you could. You can disenroll.
Ooh. That's cool. So we're not stuck with something we're not happy with.
Well, hopefully you will be happy. Because,
well, I know, yes. Well,
yeah, there's so many benefits. But if that case, you know, if that were to occur, then the person would just contact their agent. And like for me, for myself, I always help the member. I call in with the member and request a disenrollment. Some companies require that you write a letter. Other ones just say, you know, they verify that it's you, and then they take you at your word and disenroll you. But there's a lot of benefits to the plan. And sometimes, you know, people say, well, I want to disenroll. And then when I ask them, you know, are you having, you know, what's the issue? What's the problem? A lot of times we can work through that, and then they can continue with their benefits.
Right, right. And so many of our policies that have these intricate benefits in there that we as policyholders are not even aware of.
Yes, that's true. You know, if you have Medicare Part A and B, and if you have veteran benefits, you don't necessarily have to have the veteran side of it, but it's an enhancement to your veteran benefits to have an Advantage plan. The Advantage plans, you know, it covers your traditional medical, whether you go to the VA or you see a doctor outside the VA. But one of the things that really appeals to people about these Advantage plans is that there's a benefit called Part B Give Back. And for most people that are on Medicare, they pay $185 a month for Part B. And Part A is already paid for by the time you are enrolled in Medicare because of deductions through your paycheck at work.
Right.
But when you sign up for Part B, you have to pay a monthly premium. Well, some of the plans out there now have a Part B give back benefit, and it can be as much as $174.70 a month right now.
Mercy.
And so, yeah, that's a huge give back, which means that brings your Medicare cost down to $10.30 a month.
Holy cow.
I mean, right.
I wonder how many of our guys know that, you know. But then you get some groceries or some money that you can buy groceries with. How does all that work?
Well, some of the plans have an allowance. They call it a healthy allowance or, you know, different things. But some of the plans have an allowance for groceries or over-the-counter items. You usually get a little debit card. And, you know, depending on what plan you're on, determines the amount of the allowance. Sometimes on some of those plans, it's dependent on if you have, like, a chronic illness, then that would qualify you for a card. So it just It varies from plane to plane, company to company.
Well, it would, in other words, it would behoove a veteran to call someone like yourself, and since they're listening to you on this radio show, I'd like for them to give you a call, because I trust you and I know what you're capable of. And I think each case with a veteran stands on its own, and if the veteran happens to be in a position where all he's living on is maybe his Social Security and a little bit of VA benefits, and it didn't get over, what, $2,400 a month or something like that, you don't even have to pay for a lot of this, period.
Right, and that give back program is not income related. If you have Medicare and you enroll in the plan, that is a benefit. And actually, how it works is it's an automatic credit to your Social Security account. So once it kicks in, the individual will see an increase in their Social Security check of $174.
You know what? I've got that. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's.
I'm paying
$10 over $2,000 a year.
I'm paying $10 a month. Yeah, that's $2,000 a year I get back.
Yes, over $2,000, a little over $2,000.
Yeah, and I don't have to give up anything for it. It's just that I was able to talk to the right person, like yourself, that has the coverage for more than one company, and then after being able to explain my sicknesses and my medicines and what have you, and how much money, what little money I do take in, then they said, okay, here, I think this is the best benefit for you. Boom.
You're right. Well, you know, Medicare is a little complicated, and it's intimidating to a lot of people. And that's what I do, is I simplify things. I help them understand. I study all the plans, and then I bring, you know, to them by the questions that I ask them. I do what's called a needs analysis.
Right.
And once we determine what their needs are, what insurance or what benefits they already have, what they need, then I can help make a recommendation educate them on the benefits, and then they can make a better choice.
How can they get in touch with you?
251-401-3923. All
right.
And my name's Keisha.
Right.
K-E-C-I-A.
All right. Give me that number again. Give me a number again.
251-401-3923.
Thank you so much. Very appreciative of all the information that you bring forth and all of our veterans and their families that you're helping. I appreciate you working with us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a good evening.
You too. Be careful. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade. Who are you? Unmasking the enemy and more when we return.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Last week, we commemorated the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings. On that fateful day, the Allied armies landed on the beaches of Normandy in what would become the beginning of the end of the horror that was Hitler's Germany and the Third Reich. The sea landing started at 6:30 a.m., just after dawn, targeting five beaches whose names have become synonymous with heroism: Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. There were also earlier operations behind the German front, including paratrooper and glider landings on strategic German sites such as the Pegasus Bridge and the U.S. Army Rangers scaling cliffs at Point du Hoc to take out strategic German gun positions. Around 11,000 Allied aircraft, 7,000 ships and boats, and thousands of other vehicles were involved. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy on June 6, 1944. Of these, 73,000 were from the United States and 83,000 were from Britain and Canada. Forces from several other countries were also involved, including French troops fighting with General Charles de Gaulle. While there have been many attempts to depict the events of that day, including the epic 1962 film, The Longest Day, which boasted the Duke, John Wayne, and his cast, probably the best known and most accurate depiction of the landing and ensuing battles is Steven Spielberg's Saving Private Ryan, starring Tom Hanks. I recently had the good fortune of stumbling upon the 2023 British film, The Last Rifleman, starring the erstwhile 007 Pierce Brosnan. It follows Brosnan as Artie Crawford, a Northern Irish World War II veteran who, on the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, decides to secretly escape his nursing home and embarks on an arduous but inspirational journey from Northern Ireland to France to pay his final respects to his best friend and find the courage to face the ghost of his past. The film is loosely based on the true story of British D-Day veteran Bernard Jordan. I highly recommend that you catch this film, as the heartfelt story reminds us of the dwindling numbers of the greatest generation left with us. It focused less on the horrors of war and more on the scarring effects that combat left on those who survived. Brosnan's character has quite the adventure finding his way across the channel that he once traversed as a young Irishman, including smuggling himself out of England and into France because, at age 92, his passport had expired. Ironic, because if he was an illegal, he could just walk right in and get a free phone. In a saga straight out of...
Bueller.
Artie's escape transforms him into something of a folk hero, a role which he is reluctant to embrace. Artie embodies the thousands of young men who cross borders and enemy lines to fight and defeat Hitler's National Socialist Party, the fascism of Italy's Mussolini, and the radical Shinto ultra-nationalism of Imperial Japan, saving the West's ideals of liberty, freedom, and capitalism. Unfortunately, as the numbers of greater generation among us dwindle, we are seeing the rise of socialism, fascism, and indeed, communism, right here in our own country, all under the guise of, quote, saving our democracy. Of course, the statement in itself is a falsehood, as the United States is not and was never intended to be a democracy. We are a constitutional republic and were intentionally constructed as such by our founding fathers, who were all too familiar with the dangers of a true democracy. However, this has become a rallying cry for those cowards who hide behind masks while attacking our institutions and indeed the country itself. They roam freely, spewing their hatred of life, liberty, and property, rarely facing consequences for their words and actions. We witnessed this during the Summer of Love, in the wake of the overdose death of the criminal St. George Floyd, when unruly mobs hid behind masks as they destroyed personal property and attacked and killed innocent civilians and police officers throughout our nation. I fear that we are on the verge of yet another love fest, as those thugs are once again freely roaming the streets of Democratic-run coastal cities, attacking law enforcement and attempting to remove criminal illegal aliens from our nation. Those who participate in these criminal attacks on our law enforcement should be unmasked, arrested, and prosecuted at the federal level with no less fervor than the January 6 protesters who peacefully walked sans mask throughout the Capitol. But this is only the beginning. The most dangerous of these enemies roam the halls of government, not only inside the Beltway, but also at the state and local levels. And while they walk freely, claiming to be the last bastion, standing against tyranny, they wear masks in the words that they use to hide their true intentions. They cry democracy, but what they truly mean is mob rule. The same mob that creates anarchy, destruction, and death in our streets. Their words belie their desire for... In the wake of the 2024 election and the overwhelming return of MAGA, they realize that their grip on our nation and their desire to control every aspect of your life is in tremendous jeopardy. That is why they encourage the violence and destruction of their masked communist minions in the streets.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them until they decide that they're going to tell the president, no, I can't hang with you.
We are going to fight it. Legislatively, we are going to fight it in the courts, and we're going to fight it in the streets.
However, the MAGA movement is not made up of phonies like Jazz Hands, Stolen Valor, Tampon Tim, or the bearded Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg. MAGA men and women are not afraid to stand behind and in front, if necessary, of our president and those who are working hard to take back our country. They love this country, and they know that there is a struggle ahead. Just as Artie and his comrades on D-Day knew the face of their enemy, we know that Jeffries, AOC, E. coli Schumer, and their ilk truly hate this country and its freedoms. Jeffrey has said as much in his latest diatribe against the brave men and women of our federal agencies working hard to remove criminal illegal aliens who have found it necessary to wear face coverings while working in order to keep their identities secret.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified. That in fact is the law.
These are the same people who wanted to force every American to wear a mask during this scamdemic and who are perfectly fine with leftist criminals covering their faces with masks while trying to protect their identities from law enforcement. Whether it's an anti-Semitic mob on our college campus or violent mobs in our streets attacking law enforcement officers, these communist progressive politicians should be called to account and investigated for inciting the violence that is coming as President Trump attempts to fulfill his campaign promise of ridding America of the dangerous criminal illegal aliens that are in our country. Make no mistake, if your first act is to enter our country illegally or under false pretenses, then you are a criminal and should be forcefully removed if necessary. If you obstruct law enforcement as they attempt to carry out their lawful duties, then you should be prosecuted. If you are a lawful citizen of this country, then you should face the harshest punishment under our laws. If you are not, then you should be deported. Anyone assaulting law enforcement in their duties should be unmasked and face maximum punishment for their actions. Our lawmakers should immediately pass laws that expedite this process so that scum like the Maryland human trafficking man's stateside sentence is suspended and he is immediately returned to the prison in his home country. We don't need to waste taxpayer money housing this piece of flotsam. I know this may sound like a harsh punishment, but I don't give a damn. It is past time we unmask those domestic enemies and realize that the new D-Day is here and now and within our borders. Failure to do so is to allow the lamp of freedom for which Artie and every brave soldier storming the beaches of Normandy and beyond to be extinguished. As they say, not under my watch. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Have I mentioned I'm pissed off later?
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, Tom, congratulations on another fantastic tirade. A lot of great information in there. And I do recommend that movie. It is a great... it's a great story. and everyone should take a look at it.
It's awesome. I enjoyed it.
But, hey, that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We'll see you on the other side.
Hoorah!